Can you imagine spending years of your life carving something like that? And then realizing you have no room for it in your living room. Just think, for as long as he lives, he'll be able to bring his children and his grandchildren here to see it.
Yeah, and then the delinquents with the spray cans will come and add their 10 cents worth, and then they can bring their grandchildren, too.
Well, even graffiti artists want to have something that they've contributed to the world, a part of themselves that they've left behind. Don't you want there to be something in the world that says, Allie Lowell was here?
Oh, sure. But my face wouldn't look good on a totem pole. My contributions are smaller but livelier, spreading joy to all wherever they go.
Well, I mean something besides Jenny and Chip.
Jenny and Chip? I was talking about my credit cards.
Just hold me. Stan, I'm sure that everyone's asleep by now. Why don't you come in for a minute? Oh, Stan. Stan. Oh, Stan. Hi, Allie.
What happened to Stan, Stan, Stan?
Dull, dull, dull. We said goodbye at the restaurant.
You mean I ruined these toes for nothing?
Nothing? This is the thanks I get for trying to give you a little thrill.
Now you have to give me some nail polish remover.
Do we have any cake or anything? I didn't even want to hang around for dessert.
Another promising man bites the dust, huh?
Am I ever going to meet anyone who's human?
Like Max?
Like Max.
He called while you were out.
Really?
He's doing a movie. Here.
In New York?
Uh-huh. He wants to take Emma to dinner tomorrow night.
That's great. What hotel is he staying at?
He's not staying at a hotel. He's staying with a friend.
Oh, Tony, Larry, Chuck?
Darla.
Darla?
Darla.
That sounds like the name of a doll who wets itself.
I don't know about her personal habits, but she's a doll, all right.
How do you know?
He drooled so much into the phone, we almost got disconnected twice.
Well, that's great. Max has a new girlfriend. Is it serious?
She's no Stan, Stan, Stan.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad.
Hey, this is me you're talking to, remember?
So what is she? An actress?
Worse.
A brain surgeon?
Worse. She's a model.
A model?
Yeah. The one in the blue bathing suit.
She's gorgeous.
She's a child. Look at those eyes. Vacant.
Look at that stare. Blank.
Look at that body.
No, look at the stare. Blank.
Look at that face.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
What river did Washington cross?
The Hudson?
Further west.
Oh, yeah, it's the Danube.
Hi. Wow. Where are you going?
Nowhere. This is just a casual at-home frock.
For casual meetings with ex-husbands and their girlfriends?
Well, clothing says a lot about you.
Just what do you want it to say?
That I'm the one who left Max.
I'll work it into the conversation.
Oh, my God, they're here. What should I do, make an entrance or strike a pose?
There, recite American history. They'll think you're a brain. Chip, listen to Kate.
Alligator!
Max?
Kate?
Hi, Max.
Hi. Hi, Chip.
Daddy!
Baby!
Hi, Max. Oh,
hi.
So, where's Darla?
Probably still in her underwear. Well, she's shooting a lingerie layout. We'll meet her later at Elaine's.
Elaine!
I can't stand it! Mm.
Look, I want to talk to your mom for a minute. Why don't you wait in the limo?
The limo? I can't stand it!
Wait for me! I can't stand it either!
Oh, well, I don't want to see the limo, and I guess you don't want to see me, so...
So, Darla.
Mm.
Well, I can meet her when you bring Emma home.
Oh, I doubt it. She's got an early call in the morning.
Well, at least she doesn't have to waste time getting dressed. The lingerie.
Oh, yes. Well, how about tomorrow?
Fine.
That's some dress. You going out someplace?
Or? No, just got back. Cocktails. I rushed back so that I could meet,
Darla.
So, is it serious?
Yep. Took me a long time, Kate, but I think I finally found another you.
That's sweet, Max.
You're gonna like her.
Well, another me. She must be fabulous.
You'll see.
Tomorrow.
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, have fun and not too late with Emma.
You bet.
Okay.
You okay?
Sure. I think. Maybe. Do we have any chocolate in the house?
Are you kidding? You think I'd let you meet Darla without chocolate? What do you want, plain chocolate fudge or death by chocolate?
No, just get me a soup ladle and stand back. I'll never regret my relationship with Ted. He left me with so many wonderful memories and a full set of pipe wrenches and the ability to use them.
Make your next boyfriend a chef, will you?
Down here for a second. If you just hold this wrench tight, I'll see if I can loosen this nut.
Mom?
Kate?
Max, we really should have called to let her know.
Oh, no.
He won't mind a bit. She'll be glad we came.
Oh, he never knew me.
She's probably upstairs. Mom?
It's her, all right.
How do I look?
Read it and weep.
Oh, gosh, I wish I could get near my makeup case.
We've got some ketchup and flour. Will that help?
I thought they were down here. Mom? Allie, what's going on?
Is someone there?
Do the best you can.
Hi! You must be Darla. I'm Allie. You know, we were working so intently, we didn't even hear you come in. Kate will be up in a minute. If she stops now, she'll flood the kitchen.
Mom, come on.
Just one more twist and it's done. Hi. I couldn't just stop right in the middle like that, sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I couldn't wait to meet you. Max has talked so much about you. He said you could do anything.
He did.
You're a tough act to follow.
Some days the act is tougher than others.
Mom, we saw Woody Allen and Mia Farrow, and Darla invited me to go on her fashion shoot tomorrow.
If it's okay with you.
Sure, it's Saturday.
Will you come up to my room and help me pick out something to wear?
Okay. I'll be right back. I won't.
So, what do you think of her?
I love her.
You do?
Sure, she's my daughter.
The other one.
What other one?
Kate. It's important what you think of her.
Oh, Max, she seems really nice.
Oh, she is. Thanks. Listen, I'm going back to L.A. tomorrow, but Darla's going to be here for a couple of weeks. Would you mind if she spent some time getting to know Emma?
Sure, that'd be fine with me.
Right. You know, they really hit it off. It's almost like they're sisters.
Yeah. How old is Darla, anyway?
She's old for her age.
Oh, well, that doesn't really make any difference, does it? I mean, I don't see what difference age makes to anything. I mean, it's really how the two of you get along that counts.
She's 22.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Whoa, what are you all dressed up for?
Mom and I are going over to the high school to play tennis.
Since when does your mother play tennis?
Since she found designer outfits on sale.
How about him and I go with you? Maybe we could play doubles.
Sorry.
What, you're afraid we're going to beat you or our outfits aren't fancy enough?
No, you don't have Emma. She's still out with Darla.
Oh, I thought she was going to be back about an hour ago.
Well, Darla took her to have her nails porcelain.
How do I know? Like a Barbie doll on steroids.
Thank you.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Guess what's playing at the 8th Street Playhouse?
I give up.
We saw it as kids, and we were so moved. We made a solemn vow that if we ever had daughters, we'd take them to see it together to teach them to be sappy.
The Red Shoes?
Or One Day Only.
What's the red shoes?
Oh, it's a movie that mothers pass down to their daughters from generation to generation. It's a woman who's torn between her art and true love.
Well, couldn't we see The Terminator? It's about a woman who's torn from limb to limb.
Take her out and beat her.
I will.
Mom, Allie, Jenny, Chip, somebody, look at my nails.
Wait a minute, stay there, hold on. I was in the laundry. Let me see.
Wow, those look like Barbara Streisand's hands.
Darla had me porcelain.
Oh, that's great. I wonder if she can do anything for our sink.
Mom, she can do anything. She is terrific.
Oh, you really like her, huh?
Like her? She's the most glamorous woman I've ever met.
Oh, that's great. What have you been doing all this time? I thought you were going to be home hours ago.
Darla took me to see The Red Shoes. It was only on today, so we had to see it. Mom, it is the most beautiful, saddest movie I've ever seen. You have to see it.
Oh, right. I have to see it, all right.
Darla and I cried and cried. It was so neat.
Ah, that's terrific. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you and I go out tomorrow window shopping, and then we can cry and cry over all the things that we can't afford to buy.
I can't. Darla's taking me to a celebrity football game in Central Park. We're going to be mascots. Isn't that great?
Well, that's great. That's so great.
Eggplant parmesan as ordered.
Mm, perfect. Now, where's the garlic bread?
In the oven, where it belongs.
Great.
Now all we need is a throne for Emma to sit on and we can have dinner.
Meaning
I think you're competing with Darla.
Of course I'm competing with Darla. And Elaine's and every other great restaurant in New York.
I think I'll make a salad.
No, it's just that tonight's the first night that she's having dinner at home in 3 days. I just want her to remember that she's got a home.
And a personal cook.
Thank you.
How do I look?
Great. But you didn't have to dress for dinner. I mean, we're really casual around here.
No, I'm not having dinner here.
You're not?
No, I told you. Tonight's the screening of the John Travolta movie Darla got us invited to.
Oh, I thought that was tomorrow night.
No, it's tonight. I gotta go. The limo's waiting. Bye.
Wait a minute, Emma. Have you finished your homework?
Yeah.
And do you know what we're having for dinner tonight? Eggplant parmesan. Well, she said that she had told me that it was tonight. Oh, what did you want me to say?
How about that old standby no?
Oh, I can't say no.
Why not? You're her mother.
Yeah, but Darla could be your stepmother. I wanted them to be crazy about each other. I just didn't know that it was going to make me crazy. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Whoa, look at the mess that Emma left. She must have tried on every outfit that she owns.
Every outfit we both own.
Can I ask you a question, Jenny?
Yeah?
How do you feel about all the special attention that Emma's getting from her dad's new girlfriend?
Are you kidding? I'm dying of jealousy.
Really?
Sure. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah, who wouldn't be?
But I still think it's great.
Oh, you're a pal, pal. What's this?
Oh, just my homework.
Yeah? Why does your homework have Emma's name on top of it?
Well,
are you finishing Emma's homework for her?
Well,
she told me that was all finished before she left.
No, her homework is done. It's just an extra assignment she had to do because she failed that math test.
She failed a math test?
Oh, don't forget I said that.
Failed a math test? You failed a math test! No, not her, Emma.
Well, why are you yelling at her?
Because Emma's not here. She's out with Darla and John Travolta. Here I am, walking on eggs, and she's just walking all over me. Well, tonight that's going to change. Tonight I'm going to switch places with Darla. I'm going to become the wicked stepmother.
What'd you get on that math test? Just remember, you're right.
I'm right.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
You're her mother and you have the right to torture her.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Mom, you'll never believe what happened.
John Travolta left his shirt on through the entire picture.
No, there's a party for Duran Duran tonight, and Darla got us invitations to it. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's the word for it, all right.
I wish you'd come too, Kate.
Oh, thanks, Darla, but I'm afraid that neither Emma nor I will be able to go.
What?
Well, it is a school night.
So what?
Honey, you've got a lot of work to do. A lot of math.
Math?
You remember the stuff with all the little numbers in it?
Oh, but Mom, Duran Duran.
Hey, your mother's right.
There'll be other parties.
That's right. Thanks for understanding, Darla. And in the future, I'd appreciate it if you'd tell me about them before inviting Emma.
Of course. I didn't mean to say...
No, I didn't think you meant anything. Look, I'm really happy that you guys are having so much fun together. I just think you ought to have it on the weekends.
But, Mom...
Your mother's right. You stand corrected. See you Saturday, Anne?
Sure.
Is Saturday okay, Kate?
Perfect. And Darla, thanks for tonight.
Oh, great. Bye.
Bye. How could you do that to me?
You mean insist that you stay home and do your own homework and study instead of failing math tests? I don't know, Emma. It's just one of those wild and crazy things that I do from time to time.
It's not a joke.
Neither is lying.
Okay. I'm sorry about that, but this is really important to me, Mom. It's my only chance to meet Duran Duran.
There are lots of people in this world, Emma, who live rich and full lives who's never even met one Duran.
You're just jealous.
Don't say that.
Why not?
Because it'll lead to a fight, and I don't want to fight with you.
No, you just want to ruin my life. Bet the party's starting.
Yeah.
I wonder who's there besides Duran Duran.
Mick Jagger lives in New York.
Yeah.
Billy Joel. That means Christie Brinkley, too.
This is the worst night of my life.
Mine, too. At least I would have heard about it.
Maybe you still will.
Emma, turn off the light and go back to sleep before you do something we'll both be regretting till the rest of our lives.
They'd never know. They never come in here after lights out.
They'll hear you leave.
Not if I don't put on my high heels till I'm downstairs.
What high heels?
My mom's black pair under the couch, and her black sequin dress is hanging in the bathroom.
Oh, Emma, you're gambling with our lives.
Come on, let me put on my makeup.
How can I do that? I'm fast asleep.
Emma? Emma, honey? I couldn't sleep. We've got to talk. I know you're mad at me, but I just want you to know that I'm on your side. Wake up, little pneumatic drill.
Oh, I had a dream I was falling.
Yeah, well, wake up and start telling. Where's your roommate?
Who?
How many roommates do you have?
What?
She snuck out and went to that party, didn't she? How long ago did she leave?
A little while ago.
Oh, my God, she's out in the city alone, traipsing around at night.
She has taxi fare.
Oh, great! That solves everything. She has taxi fare. What am I getting upset about? At least she's not standing at the bus stop all by herself.
What's going on?
Count daughters.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, soon to be followed by holy mackerel and then police.
Now, calm down.
Calm down. That's what I'll do. Calm down. I know one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to stand around here fuming until she gets home.
Good. Get some sleep. Save your strength so you can cream her in the morning.
Sleep? I can't sleep until Emma is safely chained to her bed. I'm going to get dressed. Where's my black sequin dress?
In the bathroom.
It's not in the bathroom.
Where is it? Now, let me paraphrase that. Who's in it?
I'm going to get her. You better look up how to get blood off of sequins. Hi, I'm cutting in.
Mom.
Hi, Emma.
Kate, I'm so glad you could make it.
Are you?
What are you going to do?
Do the words Turkish prison mean anything to you?
What's the matter?
Well, why don't we just shake our little booties into the lounge and talk it over?
I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I thought I told you that Emma was not allowed to come to this party tonight.
But Emma told me you changed your mind.
On a school night?
She told me you said it was all right for her to miss morning classes.
What? I don't believe this.
Neither do I.
Hey, Emma. You want to boogie over here while you still can?
Why did you do this? Why did you lie to Darla like this? She is your friend.
And why did you sneak out behind your mother's back?
I don't know.
Well, that's a good answer.
I'm sorry. It was just so important. I'm really sorry.
Honey, are you sorry that you did it or sorry that you got caught?
Both.
What is going on with you? First you lie to me about finishing your homework, then you fail a math test you don't even tell me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and then you sneak out of the house like this.
Wait a minute. I think some of this is my fault.
Why?
I was so afraid that Emma wouldn't like me that I guess I went overboard pursuing her.
Why wouldn't Emma like you?
Well, compared to you.
Me?
Everything Max ever said made you sound like a cross between Margaret Mead and Raquel Welch.
Oh, which one did I look like?
Kate, you're a tough act to follow.
I don't believe this. You're worrying about me and all I'm doing is being jealous of you.
Why?
Look in the mirror.
Looking at yourself.
Thanks. Listen, if you're going to be Emma's stepmother, he has proposed to you, hasn't he?
Not exactly.
You mean we're going through all of this for nothing?
I don't think it's for nothing.
Oh, good, because we like you. So, if you're going to be Emma's stepmother, then you're going to have to accept some of the responsibility. So, you hold her while I spank her.
Are you serious?
Well, I would be, except I don't want to ruin my dress.
You guys just made up.
I think that us guys just made up with us guys, but us guys haven't made up with you. Emma, why did you do this?
She has to like me.
But I do like you.
No, you have to really like me.
Emma, I hate Duran Duran and discos. What more do you need?
Why does Darla have to really like you?
Just because.
Just because why?
Because my friend Sally's stepmother doesn't like her. She never gets to see her father.
Wait a minute. You were afraid that you were going to lose your father?
Emma, hon. No way.
Darla, you busy on Saturday?
No.
Good, because I think that we ought to take this kid out to lunch and explain to her that just because her father's in love with someone new doesn't mean he's going to stop loving someone old. I mean, previous.
Yeah, I think the three of us need a nice long woman-to-woman-to-girl talk.
Yeah, lunch over cold milkshakes.
Couldn't we make a dinner over wine?
No. Oh, life is not easy, you know.
Tell me about it.
Feelings run deep. Sometimes they're completely hidden.
That's why communication is so important.
Honest communication.
Is there any other kind?
Tell me something honestly. Am I a tough act to follow?
I don't know. I've never followed you.
For Darla to follow.
Yes.
In what way?
You're smart, funny, decent, beautiful, and honest. Now, keeping in mind that honesty, am I a tough act for Claire to follow?
The toughest.
I love our little chats.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.